I'm here with Graham Sharp, Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on Council's use of arm's length organisations, ALIOs, to run services. Graham, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes. Virtually all councils make use of arm's length organisations, and they take many forms. They may be companies, community bodies or charities. Most people would know some of them as sports and leisure centres or museums and theatres, while others provide social care services, property management and commercial activities. In total, there are about 130 ALIOs in Scotland, with an annual spend of more than £1.3 billion. That's a lot of public money. They've grown a lot over the last 20 years, and the Commission has been keeping an eye on them. More recently, we've published updated guidance on issues such as governance, accountability and potential conflicts of interest, such as councillors sitting on ALIO boards, as well as carrying out their council role. This new report looks at how ALIOs are operating today.
So what have you found?
ALIOs can and do provide benefits, including reducing costs and increasing uptake in sports and leisure, but they are not without risk. So councils need to look at all options available, such as improving in-house provision or sharing services with other councils. In short, ALIOs are not the only game in town, and they are not a panacea for any and every problem.
So why do councils use ALIOs?
Councils often see ALIOs as a halfway house between providing services themselves and contracting out entirely to the private sector. Where successful, ALIOs can operate flexibly to improve services for local people and bring in more income and benefit from tax breaks, while allowing councils to retain some control and influence. But there are changes ahead. Around half of ALIOs are registered charities, and this currently allows them relief from non-domestic rates. The Scottish Government, in the wake of the Barclay Review last year, has indicated that this would not be available to new ALIOs, and that is likely to make the creation of ALIOs a less attractive option for councils in future.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, overall, councils have strengthened their oversight of ALIOs. They are showing improving practice in evaluating them as an option, but could do more to involve the public and wider stakeholders in that process. What I would stress, though, is that this is a highly complex area. Councils need to give careful consideration to all the options to ensure they make the best decisions for their own communities.
Graham, thank you very much.